Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Stars were shining brighter than most of the time that love came.
All right, Dr. Jones will sponsor one of the final parts of this program, Dr. Michael Jones. He's one of the best in the business. If you want to get those eyes fixed forever, why not call 855-260-EYES, 855-260-EYES. He does the LASIK. I'm telling you, it takes about 11 seconds. He also is outstanding at custom cataract surgery. He practices every form of eye care, and he practices in both sides of the river. Quantum Vision Center's 855-260-EYES.
Can I tell you guys, first day of school, I saw Mrs. Kornfeld,
The
great Gary Kornfeld's wife, Mrs. Kornfeld, and she said, I was listening to you and Frank a couple of weeks ago, and you were telling the story about your 2.5-minute workout. And she said, and then I got blamed. I said, no, what happened was...
It sounded like you were blamed.
I forgot a permission slip that was due at the school.
But you're saying she's a tyrant and wouldn't let you...
No, she's the best.
That's what it sounds like.
She actually heard it, and she said, thanks for the shout-out because you said Mrs. K runs the show. And I said, it's so true. And then she said, did you really only do it a 2.5-minute work? This is one of those false narratives that is now carried on.
Well, the bottom line is we spotted him from across the workout facility, and I said to Monique, hey, there's Martin. And then 2 minutes later, we walked in, and he was gone. So
had some important documents to deliver. There was probably a field trip to the zoo that needed a permission
Frank,
slip.
For a minute, did you think he was breaking a story that you weren't, or was it the whole time thinking, okay, that was a 2-minute workout?
Yeah, I think he said, I've had enough.
That's what's funny is that Frank didn't think there was like some big Fox 2 thing going on.
No, I knew he had enough.
All right, it's time for the end of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
I guess we'll start with baseball. That's the one sport we're allowed to talk about on this program. Cardinals are at Cincy. 3 more games remaining in their 4-game set. The Cubs are at Pittsburgh. Well, 2 are in Pittsburgh. 1 is at the Little League Field.
Ooh.
Out in Williamsport. That's Sunday night. The Brewers are in D.C. Nationals. 1 game separates the 3 teams. So Sunday, you guys are doing your sports cast Sunday night at 10:30, whatever time you go on.
I'm late because we got NFL this week, but I'm also off.
Okay, so you're on it.
I'll be at home
you
watching.
You have the NFL game this week?
We have a preseason Fox. Fox is
on
doing it.
On Sunday night?
Oh,
I hope it's
game.
Overtime. Yeah.
Zach is doing the show that night.
All right, so Zach's on the air. Who cares? Who's in first place when you
on
hit
Sunday
that
night?
God,
so
you got Wainwright on the road tonight against Castillo.
Oh, that's a good matchup for the Cardinals.
That's a biff.
It's a bit
I'm going to say they're going to be tied again in the same position.
Okay.
Well, so the Brewers are not going to do great in D.C.
The Cubs are bad on the road. The Pirates are bad, period.
I'll have the Cubs up 1.
I think the Cubs gain a game probably this weekend. I think they're up 2.
It is shocking that you made up 4 games in a week.
So you're saying the Cubs are going to be up what?
I think the Cubs probably gain a game.
I could see them a game off.
All right, do we go straight scones on this one since we went croissants today?
By the way, I did stop at Nathaniel Reed, the bakery. Wow. And I wanted to make sure everybody sampled some. It looked kind of like I was cheap, and I only bought a few of them and had them cut them in half. But I also was thinking in here, it's always kind of awkward when we're digging around looking for utensils. So the Nathaniel Reed croissants were excellent.
I'm curious.
Cubs by a game.
Cubs by a game. Right. Today's National Joke Day. I won't tell any jokes, Martin. I'm sure you'll
ride
see.
Ride the trolley.
I'm sure you'll see your guy, Jober, at some point. He'll tell you jokes. Today's also National Roller Coaster Day. And I'm curious because you both are dads and have had kids, and I'm sure you've had to go to Six Flags or Disney or somewhere. At what age, because I think every person hits a point where they can no longer do roller coasters.
Yeah.
At what age did you, because as a kid you love them, but then eventually you just, I'm not sure if it's a biological thing or what, but you hit a point where you can no longer do them. Your stomach, your head can't take it. What was that age?
I'd say early 40s. Yeah,
I would say around 40. And it's not just like it gets your stomach upset. You throw out your back. And like these, the kids now come home and they're like 10, 11. They're like, my back. I'm like, what? Well, I was riding this ride. I don't recommend
it. I don't need the tension in those split seconds, too.
Right?
It really scares the heck out of me now.
You know what it's like when a tape hasn't made it to edit and you got to get on the air and your highlights aren't in? That's tense enough.
There's a very bad idea in Louisiana. Raging Cajuns head coach, football coach, Billy Napier announces that all scholarship players will be required to donate to the school's athletic fund, a $50 minimum, optional for walk-on members of the squad. Just to be clear, this is a pay-to-play scam by a college football coach.
Boy, that's amazing.
Probably a really bad idea.
It will not pass. I think he's backing down on it already since it's been released and publicly.
Kind of
but the fact that he thinks he can get away with it is really bad.
And the whole narrative now is the players should be paid, and he's saying you got to pay. Bad idea.
Also, the walk-on being optional, it is 100% not optional. If you're a walk-on, you're going to feel like you have to pay more than $50.
Correct. If you're like on the fourth string,
yeah,
I threw in a little extra, coach.
Finally, Martin Nutmeg, you've got that down for your soccer slang.
Oh, my goodness.
How about some other ones? Can you guess what a clean sheet means in soccer?
Clean sheet?
Clean sheet.
No, go ahead.
No red card, no yellow card?
It's a shutout. Clean sheet, when a keeper doesn't allow a goal.
Precisely.
How about a dummy?
Oh, I know this one.
Go ahead.
But I don't remember.
That's letting the ball go past or through your legs to a teammate. You're the dummy of the play.
But isn't that nutmeg?
No, nutmeg is when an opponent puts it through your legs to their teammate.
All right.
What's a howler?
It's a howitzer shot. It's a rocket shot.
I don't know.
A stupid or glaring mistake, especially an amusing one, like when a goalkeeper misjudges a shot that he should save. They call that a howler. I'm going to adopt this. Onion bag.
That's the goalie, right? The net.
That's the net. Yes.
Yay.
Onion bag. Boy.
Thank you. Thank you.
And finally, can you guess what an Olympic goal is?
An Olympic goal.
This is deeply specific.
Hmm.
It is scoring directly from a corner kick, bending the ball into the goal right from a corner. So there you go. That's
bend it like Beckham.
That's the end of the day. I am going to watch. When's your next soccer highlight? Do you think? Probably not tonight.
It's not scheduled. We don't really schedule ahead.
When
yeah,
do you
next
think,
oh, Tuesday
when
we'll
do you
have...
think you'll do a soccer highlight?
We have them Sunday night all the time.
High school soccer, probably you'll probably do a highlight or two.
We'll be
maybe.
We're looking for more.
I'm expecting to see some of this.
I think when MLS people, fans of MLS in St. Louis complain, I say, we're looking for more opportunities.
We do have an assistant producer that's a soccer fanatic, and she wrote a script for us for about a week ago on the Women's World Cup. And I used the phrase, and I felt really smart, you know, using it. And I had no idea what I was saying.
English Premier League is going on, so I expect some European highlights. And I expect that slang to be used. That's the end of the day.
Hey, you onion bag. It just sounds like a good slang.
Sounds like something you would call someone who doesn't pay his debts. You're an onion bag.
All right, a couple of quick business items before we end this program. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering incredible deals for the entire month of August during the end of the season summer sale. Buy a new McBride home in August and receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the end of the season summer sale with incredible savings on a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com, Maryville.edu.